So Mekiva Shita. Omalei Rabbi Lezas, Rabbi Lezas had a kasha back to Mekiva. The Pasuk says, Kocha Yeyosa. So Kocha Yeyosa, Kocha Zloshin, this has to be done. Mash me Mekuva, if you don't do it, it's no good. So Rabbi Lezas means that Kol Dava Shumaisa Makiv, anything that's an action is Likuva. So what are the actions? Rikika and Chalitza. So how could you, Rabbi Kiva, say if she didn't spit, still it's kosher? Omalei Rabbi Kiva answers back like this. Misham Rai, is there Rai from this pasuk on the Rikika? The pasuk says, Kocho Yasalish. This is what she has to do to the man. To be dashing like this. Kol Dover Shumaisa B'ish. An action that's done in the man, in the Yavam, that's Likuva. So Chalitza, to take off his shoe, that's called she's doing an action in the man. She's taking off his shoe, that has to be done. Without it, it's puzzle. Mashenka, the action of spitting, it's not called an action that's done in the man, therefore, Rabbi Kiva, it's not Likuva. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Kiva, if you make a Chalitza without spitting, is a kosher or puzzle. But then the Mishnah says, Ha-Cheresh, She-Nechlat, if the Yavam was a cheresh, was deaf and dumb, that a chalitza was done to him, or else a chareshes shechotza, or else the man, the Yavam, was okay, just she, the Yavama, she was a chareshes, she was deaf and dumb, and she made chalitza. The chaletzes lekotin, or else in a case where the Yavam is a kotin, and she pulls off his shoe, the lacher is chalitzas apsula. All these three cases, the chalitza is possible. As if the man, if the Yavam, or the Yavam is a chareshes, the chalitza's puzzle. Who are then if he's a cotton? Also the chalitza's puzzle. What about ketana shechotza? Let's say the yavam, the man was a gadol. Just she, the yavama, she was a ketana. She was a young girl under bas mitzvah. And she pulled off the shoe, she made a chalitza. So the Mishnah says the answer is techlatz mishatagdol. When she gets older, she has to make chalitza over again. V'yim lechotza, chalitza sapsula. But if she does not make another chalitza, that first chalitza that she did is psula. It's no good. So it's a ketana also cannot make chalitza. Chotza b'shnayim or b'shloisha. Let's say b'shasta yavama made chalitza, it was in front of two or three dayonim. But v'nim tzechot miyem korav ipasul, we found out that one of these two or three dayonim were kravim or relatives. So halacher is, chalitza sapsula, the chalitza is no good. Why? Because the chalitza has to be in front of at least three hedyotas. Here, that one is posel, it's not called a good three, it's not called three, it's not a chalitza. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yechanan Asandlo, Mach Shirin, they hold, yes, it's kosher, like we had before. They hold even before the yechod, in front of one, it's good. More than that, even without anybody, they hold is good. Like it says, Umaisa b'yechod, she'echolet b'ener l'b'eno, it happened once that a Yavama made chalitza to the Yavam by themselves, but they saw soon they were in jail, and nobody was there. Well, b'umais l'fnei Rabbi Kiva v'hechsher, that's Rabbi Kiva shiur also, that afilu b'ener l'b'en atzma, afilu by themselves, that the chalitza b'dievet is also kosher. The Gemara says like this, Omar Rava said like this, hashtu di'amrit, kriya le'makva, now that our Mishnah says, that even though they do not read the parshas, still the chalitza is kosher, chalitza is not makiv, lefikach, therefore, ilam v'yelemis, let's say he's a person that he can't talk, or else she's a person that she can't talk, shecholzu, is chalitza from k'shera, the ma'isa, the chalitza is still kosher, even though they can't talk, they can't read these psukim, but our Mishnah says, even if they don't read it at all, even a normal person that could read, but if he doesn't read, still it's kosher. So Khuruhu Adin and Elaim would also be kosher. For the Mar Tanan, we learned like this. It says, Cheres Shenechlatz. If the Yavam was a Cheres and he had chalitza done to him, or else for a Chereshes. If she was a Chereshes, Shecholza, or else for a Chaletzes min HaKotin, or else if the Yavam is a Kotin, it's a Chalitza Sapsula. All these three cases, the chalitza is no good. Now my timer, what's wrong if he or she is a Chereshes? Chereshes means they can't hear and they can't talk. But they could do the actions, so since they could do the rekika and they could do the chalitza, why is the psula? Lav mishum to loy b'nei kriyaninu. Lechur, the reason why it's psula is because these people can't read. Since they can't read, it's psula. So Lechur, you see, if you don't read, it's likuv, it's no good. Samara says, loy, that's not the reason why a chareshes or a cheresh is no good. People that can't talk and can't hear, they have a loch like a cotton, they're lav b'nei deya. They don't have enough das. So therefore they don't have a shem gadol, that's why the chalitza is possible. Not because they can't talk. Even though you can't talk, maybe the chalitza is kshera. Because you don't, the yevet is kosher without a kriya. But a chereshes and a cheresh, they're called lav b'nei deya ninu. For the Gemara Yehoch, if so, ilayim v'yilemes nami, look, a person can't talk, maybe he's also considered lav b'nei deya ninu. It should also be possible. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, that ilayim v'yilemes b'nei deya ninu. You should know, even though these people can't talk, but they still have brains. They're still called b'nei deya. After their bar mitzvah with simonim, they're called the gadol, g'dayla. Upuma Yehudu koyevlu. That they can't talk, the pshat is their mouth is bothering them. That's all. But lamaisa, their brains developed. In other words, since they could hear, as long as you could do some communication with other people, you could have das. A cheresh means you can't hear and you can't talk. Without any communication, you're not called a b'nei deya. But an ilim that our koponim can hear, has communication with other people, he could be called a b'nei deya. So it's only a soren from what they can't speak, they can't say the kriya, and that's the local kriya in the makeves. That's why it's kosher. Amri dvei Rabbi Yannai. Say the name of dvei Rabbi Yannai lufi sheinoi v'oimer v'yomra. But there's a kasha for the marvel Amri. We learned dvei Rabbi Yannai, the base medrash of Rabbi Yannai, that the reason why a cheresh is no good is because they can't talk. So here you see somebody that can't talk can't make chalitza. So the Gemara says, Ela ki yitma de Rava sefer yitma. If you want to learn Rava's din, say it on the Sefer. Sefer says that cheresh shenechlatz v'achereshe shecholtzo v'yacholetzes min hakotin is chalitzas apsula. And on this din, Omar Rava says, hashtu di yamrit kriya miyakvo. Now that I see here that a cheresh is no good because she can't talk, so I see kriya is makiv if you can't say the psukin. It's puzzle. Is so the fikach, therefore, ilay v'yilemes. If you have a person that can't talk, even though they have das, but since they can't talk, the locharish shecholtzu, even though they made a chalitza, chalitza samsula. That's what Rava says now. And echnami, chareshes and ilayim both have the same din, that the chalitza psula. For the Gemara ayum asnisin, what do you do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says clearly, even though she does not read the psukim, still the chalitza is kshera. So you see, even without the kriya is not makiv. The Gemara says, Kareb Zera. He's like Reb Zera, the famous halacha. The Yom Rabbi Zera, Reb Zera says like this, Kol haruya labila ein bia makeves boy. This is by halachas of a mincha. The halacha of a mincha is, you have to have shemen mixed in to the solus, into the flour. Now the klal is, if you have it in a kli, that this kli is big enough, that if you would really want to mix around the flour and the oil together, you could. The mincha is kosher, even though you don't mix it up. That means, kol haruya labila, as long as the kli is big enough that you would be able to mix it up, is ain't bila nakeves boy. Even if you don't mix up the flour and the shemen, still the mincha is kosher. But what about the chol shein ruya labila? Let's say the kli is small, that now that you put the oil into this flour, there's no room to mix it up. In such a case, bila nakeves, that not mixing it up is mark of the mincha is no good. That's true now, Mishnah also. If the people have mouths that could talk, so since they could make the kriya, even though they don't say the psukim, still the chalitza is kosher. But if you have a person like an ilayim, or like a cheresh, that they cannot talk at all, so there lamaisa, the chalitza is psula. There we say kriya is makif. That call shena ruila bila. If you don't have a mouth at all, then bila makev is void, the kriya is makif, the chalitza is psula. So far there's no stira. An ilim and a cheresh is like a psula, mashenk and a normal person, even though they did not say the kriya, they did not read the psukim, still the chalitza is kshera. So the mara, shokhul leili avu de Shmuel. They sent the shayla to the father of Shmuel. Yevoma shirokako. What's going to be if a yevoma spit in front of the yavam? Techlitz. You have to know what? She should still make a chalitza. So, Mechlal, what do you want to tell me now? The Yislo lo meyachim, that she is puzzled from the yachim. Rashi says, Yevoma shirokka means lefnei bezdin. Let's say Yevoma, when she went to bezdin, right away, she spit in front of bezdin. So, lochur is techlitz, Rashi says, the nifselis aleim yibum. Once she spit in front of Bezdin, automatically the yavam cannot make yibum anymore. So therefore, the only yetzer is techlitz. She has to make chalitza now. She's not allowed to have yibum anymore. Just by spitting, she passes herself liyibum. So where it says mechlal, it's a right here. The yisulah meyachin, that as soon as she spits, she made her a kik in front of Bezdin, she becomes posel on the yachim. The yachim can't be miyabim her. So therefore, the only answer is to make a yibum, to make a chalitza. So where it says mani, who does this go like? Yilei merav yakiv. If you want to say goes according to Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, hashda ma b'moka mitzvah. Madach b'moka mitzvah chalitza. Diyikol meimun midi dehevi emurim. Maybe it's something like by a korban. When you have the emurim, that's the part of the meat that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. The fats, the chalev. The what? The chiles na yilei makvi. If you lost the emurim, the korban is for kosher. But v'chiles nayu, when you have the emurim around, miyakvei, that calls to mind you did not burn the emurim, you're not allowed to eat the meat. So Omer Rav Akiva, loy ma'akva, Rav Akiva says what? That chalitza, when you make a chalitza, even though you don't spit, still the chalitza is ksheira. Is the chalitza by itself, should it mean anything? Mayachin isala. So what kind of swar is that? When you just make rakika by itself, it should be puzzle? Why should the rakika by itself be puzzle? Moses Velala Rebeleza. Helamai we're going now quantum Rebeleza Shita. That holds what? That rakika is the kuva, is part of the chalitza. So therefore here when she made a rakika, she spit in front of Bezdin, it's called something took place. And therefore automatically she's puzzle to the Achim, she can't have Yibum with the Achim. For the Gemara no, for your Shnei Devar Mamatirim Dinu. The Kura, there are two things that are matter makes up a chalitza. There are two things, Likuva. She has to spit, and she has to take off the shoe. So the Kura, each one by itself means nothing. But the klal is, who Shnei Devar Mamatirim. If you have two things that are matter, causes a heter, the klal is, Ein Malim Zebloi Zeh. One does not help without the other one. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Like we'll soon see, Hamol, you have two things that are matter something. One without the other does not help. So Gemara says, Ela Karebi. I'll tell you, that's go according to Rebbe. That holds, yes, one helps without the other. The Tanya, we learned like this. Kivsei Atzeres. The Loch on Shavuos, you have to bring a special karbonus called Kivsei, the kvos from the sheeps of Shavuos. Is a Mekadshim Alechem. It's not Mekadosh Alechem. We know by Shavuos, there's a special mincha called the Shtei HaLechem. Ela B'Shchita. The what? It's only Mekadosh the Lechem with Shchita. Case, what does it mean like this? What about Shochton Lishmon? Let's say you shechted the korban, the kvosim Lishmon, Lishem the korban, V'zorach Domin Lishmon, and you then made a Zrika, Kiddush HaLechem. That's the way the Lechem, the Shtei HaLechem now becomes Kodesh. There are two Matirim. There's the Shchita and the Zrika. If you did both of them, Lishem, Kivsei Atzeres, then the two matirim were done, then the lechem becomes kodesh. What about shochat shlo lishmon? Let's say you shechted it, not lishmon. V'zorak lishmon, but you threw the zrika l'shem kiste atzeres, lo kiddush alechem, lechem is not kodesh. Because you need two matirim, you don't have both of them. What about the other way? Shochton lishmon. You made a shchita lishmon. The shchita was done l'shem kiste atzeres. But v'zorak dom shlo lishmon, kiddush v'yena kodesh. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. That some Kedusha has, even though it's only one matir, it's only the Shechita, but Mai says some Kedusha it has. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, L'yoy L'meina Kodesh, it has no Kedusha at all, it has no Kedusha Saguf. Ashe Yishchot L'shmon, V'yizrak Domin L'shmon. Until you do both matirim, you have to have the Zrika and the Shechita, both you need. So Rashi says, what does it mean Kodesh V'yena Kodesh? Rashi says, Lechem Kodesh means Lifzul B'yotzei. The Kedusha, according to Rebbe, the Lechem has a Kedusha Saguf, that it gets a Psul Yotzei, but V'yein Kodesh L'yos Nitev Achila. But it doesn't have the Kedusha, not allowed to eat it yet. So you see, according to Rebbe, even though there are two Matirim here for the Lechem, one helps without the other one. The same thing here also by Chalitza. Even though there are two parts to the Chalitza, there are two Matirim here. There's the Rekika and there's the Chalitza. If you do one without the other one, it means something. It means a little bit that right now the Yachim are not allowed to make Yibum anymore. For the Gemara, me yom Rabbi Kiva, Rikika leposlo. Does Rabbi Kiva say that if a Yavama makes a Rikika, she does not become posel, the Yachim can still make Yibum? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Chotza, let's say she made Chalitza.